Here is a question I received from Janine. Remember a moment ago I was saying, you know, you never go to a therapist if you feel your life is perfect and wonderful and you just feel all warm and cushy inside. Well, listen to her problem and see if you relate to it, if you've ever been in a similar situation. Dear Dr. Kenner, I'm 26 years old. I'm married and have been since I was 17 years old. 9 years married. I have 2 boys, ages 2 and 7, and my life is great. So why is she emailing me, questioning me? I'm a stay-at-home mom. My husband is also great. My life has been perfect. And all of a sudden, one day I woke up feeling really sad and depressed, and I have no idea why. I have felt that way every day since, and that was a month ago. I'm always moody, and I get aggravated really easy now. I'm constantly in a bad mood and yelling at my kids. I also have no interest in sex anymore, and this upsets my husband. What's up with me? Please help. Thanks, Janine. Janine, whenever you're in what seems like a massive contradiction, a massive conflict inside, everything in my life, if anyone were to look at my life, they would say, you're leading the perfect life, honey. You know, you have no right to complain. You've got 2 lovely boys. You've been married. You're in a nice, stable marriage. Your husband's great. What the heck is wrong with you? Whenever you're faced with a major contradiction like that, my life is perfect, and yet I don't love my life. My husband is perfect, and yet I have no desire to be with him sexually. I love my 2 kids, my 2-year-old and my 7-year-old, and yet I'm always snapping at them. I'm always yelling at them. What do you do in such a situation? Well, the first thing I would do is just get a general checkup with your medical doctor, because you do want to rule out thyroid problems. I've seen dramatic cases, very few of them. Most people's problems are psychological, where someone's come into my office and they've got major depression, really, really sad. But really, when they get there, they go to their medical doctor, they get the thyroid medication fixed, they've got low thyroid, and they come back and they say, you know what, I'm feeling so much better. Sometimes it is just a biological problem that you need. There are things that mimic depression. So just rule that out. Now, I've worked with many people who are in the situation that you're in, where they feel like everything's going right, but they're doing that from an external perspective, from people looking in on their lives. And there are many good things internally, too. Your husband is not an alcoholic, let's say, or a gambler, and your kids are decent kids. They're not crazy kids. But you need to know how to introspect. That's the key skill. You need to know how to ask yourself questions and to know that psychological problems are causal, that there could be many things. If you're feeling sad, maybe you feel lonely and isolated as a housewife, or maybe you saw a movie with couples embracing and you say, oh, my husband and I don't do that anymore. Sex has become routine. It comes in between diapering potty training the 2-year-old and then getting the 7-year-old off to school. Well, during that period of your life, it is very stressful, and it's normal for sex to take a back seat very often. It's a skill to learn how to make sex on a realistic basis, maybe not once every night, but once every week, and to also make it personal for you. Figure out what you love and communicate that to your husband. And if it's only a back rub, if it's only helping you out with the dishes, that may feel sexy when he helps you out. You know, he's there for you. If you're feeling like there's not an equal division of labor, get help. If you're wanting to not be a stay-at-home mom, if you're questioning that, look at that closely. The most depressed I ever was in my life was when I tried to be a housewife. That was what I dreamed of becoming since playing with Barbie dolls. And I really wanted more in life, and my husband was wonderfully supportive, and I went back to school. So I'm not sure what the issue is. The big thing is to start asking yourself questions. Understand that you can understand your own emotions. There's a wonderful book, Mind Over Mood, on my website, drkenner.com, that could help you out. And there's a parenting book, How to Talk So Kids Will Listen and Listen So Kids Will Talk, and Siblings Without Rivalry on my website, drkenner.com, drkenner.com. And I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on the Rational Basis of Happiness.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance by Drs. Kenner and Locke.
Most couples make precious little time for romantic moments. Making a relationship work and keeping the romance alive takes motivation, time, planning, and communication. Even small misunderstandings can destroy a romantic moment, and accumulated, festering misunderstandings can destroy your romance. When you are juggling dual careers, work schedules, kids, paying bills, in-law visits, checking email, doing laundry and dishes, and getting daily exercise, how do you find the spare time for romance? Notice a problem with the way this last sentence was phrased. Spare time? What ranking was romance assigned? Where did it come in terms of priorities? It is true that active, productive people have to make time for sex, but intimacy shouldn't be relegated to the category of a spare time activity.
You can download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.